It's the 30th anniversary of Habitat. What will be different about the conference this year?
Well, first of all, we are celebrating 30 years of accomplishment and looking forward to the next 5, 10, 15, 20, and 30 years out from now. How can we make an even bigger impact? I think every one of the workshops that occur will challenge people to think bigger and beyond even their hammering. As much as we want them to hammer more, we want them also to use their voices to advocate for affordable housing in their communities.
Why choose to have your convention in Charlotte?
Well, for one thing, we've never actually had a national event in Charlotte. We've had them in other parts of the country, and Charlotte is a well-located East Coast or Eastern Coast community, so Charlotte is a very accessible city and a place that also has a wonderful Habitat affiliate among the top performers in this country, among the top tithers to our work overseas, having surpassed $1 million in tithes that they've given to help us build houses overseas.
Now, I understand that you started out as a volunteer with Habitat and then eventually became the Director of Community Relations. What have you seen in the years that you've been there?
Well, of course, I saw us start with a little sign in front of an old house in Americus, Georgia, with the audacity to declare that we were the international headquarters of this organization, and I've seen us become a global organization. I've seen us go from urging people to build houses in Africa and Asia and Latin America and around the country to actually accomplishing over 250,000 houses built now and over 1 million people housed.
What's ahead for the next 30 years?
More of the same, only with much greater impact, we hope. We are going to continue to not only raise our hammers, but raise our voices to make the issue of affordable, decent housing a matter of conscience, as we have been from the beginning.
How do you make a bigger impact? When you say raise your voices, what all does that entail?
Well, one thing that is new to Habitat is that we're exploring advocacy. We've actually been exploring it for a number of years, several years now, but we are looking at ways that as a nonprofit we can raise our voice. You know, there are limitations on nonprofits. You can't do political activity, and there are certain limitations on what advocacy means, but we're exploring how to do advocacy. It's more than education of people. It's an urging of government officials and others, again, being very careful not to cross the line of political activity, but working with religious leaders with whom we work and others to begin to say, what is it in our community that prevents there being decent housing for all of our citizens, and how do we overcome those barriers? And then that takes you to a different level of conversation. It's not always just about building houses. It's sometimes about dealing with systems or securing neighborhoods that can serve the minimum wage population, preserving housing, whether it's talking about housing land trust or other kinds of ways that we make sure that housing becomes affordable and stays in the affordable market.
Is that an uphill battle?
Well, I guess it's all an uphill battle, but what a thrilling uphill battle it's been so far. It's an uphill battle when you consider that 1.5 billion people worldwide live in substandard housing, and it's easy to look at that and say, well, gee, 1 million people, it's a great thing, but it's only a drop in the bucket. But I'm fond of saying that if you hold a bucket under a dripping faucet long enough, it'll eventually fill up and overflow. And so we continue to fight the uphill battles, but we have a voice now, thousands, perhaps millions of volunteers worldwide who do have the capacity to influence their officials and others as they talk about this issue and say, what does it mean? And the joy of it is we continue to discover new ways to work on this issue. I will be doing a workshop in Charlotte with affiliates on how to raise the profile in their community. And we're beginning to teach them how to tell their story through their economic impact.
Clive Rainey, thank you very much for your time.
Sure. Thank you so much.